edged out by a goal.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a classic by all means. I thought it was two teams that were trying to cancel one another out, and we knew it was going to be a big challenge for us today to come here. Peterhead, the bookies and the pundits' favourites, and we were certainly up for that challenge. I thought we competed well enough, but we forgot to play today, you know, in the right times. I didn't think when we did have, I thought we were good at dogging and getting the ball and winning the ball back. But as soon as we done that, we gave the ball straight back to Peterhead, and I've got to give Peterhead credit because they're very good at what they do. You know, they'll make two or three and then they put it into the channels, and then Purry, McLean and McAllister take them up the park and they try and play in those areas. And we've got to remember, and as much as I'm pleased as well that we competed with that and winning possession back, we've got to make sure that we can control and play the football in the way that we know that we can do. And that is the way that we defend best with the ball. So it is. I was disappointed in terms of the goal that we conceded, you know, for a goal kick and one ball and a ball in between the two centre-backs. And that's the poor McAllister. He's very, very good, you know, at not being in the game for long periods of time and coming up with that. You know, he's always lurking and peeling off defenders, always making them think. So Peterhead certainly do have, you know, a player there that can cause most teams, if even higher than this, a lot of problems. So today is very disappointing to come all this way at any time and take nothing back down the road. And that's what I was saying. As much as we weren't at our best today in terms of footballing wise, you've still got to say, well, at 0-0, we're taking a point down the road. And that's the minimum that we've got to try and look for when we're not having a day all our own way. And I've got to give Peterhead, I thought they did that terrifically well and put us under a great deal of pressure. I'm not, you know, as much as they put us under pressure, I thought a lot of the time that we do handle that pressure very well, but we didn't today, and it was a beautiful pitch. So 33 games to go. Peterhead have the upper hand in this one, and we certainly look forward to the remaining 33 fixtures. It's still a marathon at this given of the time of the season, and you know, fortunately for us, it's no the pundits and it's no the bookies that give out the prizes at the end of the season. It's the team that goes out there, that works hard, plays the best football and scores the most goals, and that's where you earn points and that's where the prizes are then given out. So as I say, we're disappointed. The players will learn from that. Myself and my staff will learn from some of the decisions that we collectively made today, and we'll dust ourselves down and look forward to a very, very challenging game next week against Annan.
Okay.
Is that Annan?